seated. Whew. Anybody got oxygen in the house? It's good to be back in the house of the Lord. Let me just give you a couple of little prayer requests. Please remember all of those that were spoken this morning, especially those that have lost loved ones. Amanda has shared several times through the day about the young 10-year-old young man that that lost his life this week. So please, please be much in prayer. Hold on, it's Google. Hey, at least it's Calvary. All right. How'd that happen anyway? Anyway. But please remember the prayer requests that were given this morning. Pray for Pastor tonight as he brings our message in a few moments. And it's good to have some visitors back with us here this evening. Thank you all for being back. We're so glad to have you. And we look forward to what the Lord has in store. Please don't forget about Jubilee. That is right around the corner. And so please make that a matter of prayer. There's some sign-up sheets down front. We want to make sure that we catch those. And we got some food that we need to sign up for. And we need to know exactly, make sure we have everything that we'll need for that week. We always have meals on Monday through Thursday every night. That was, as always, just a great time of fellowship. Kind of gives everybody a chance to come in, have a little bit of food, catch your breath, and be able to move on from that. So please remember that. Go ahead and hit those sign-up sheets this evening before you leave. And let's go to the Lord tonight in a word of prayer. Ask His blessings on the service as well as the offering. Hey, Pastor, you're by yourself back there. I won't pick on you. CJ, would you take us, Lord, tonight in a word of prayer?
Sometimes in this life, you might get discouraged. You wonder if you're all alone. You're just barely hanging on. Just stop and remember all the things He's done for you. Just look up to Jesus, and He will pull you through. So I will lift my praise to the one who goes before me. Lift my praise to the one who sets me free. If I'm on the mountain high or in the valley low, I will lift my praise for the world to know. I will lift my praise for the world to know. To know.
You said you never leave us or forsake us, and it's true. You're my today and my tomorrow. I'm not living without you. So I'll give you every breath. Lord, use me as you will. You made a way when there was no way. I can help but worship you. So I will lift my praise to the one who goes before me.
Lift my praise to the one who sets me free. If I'm on the mountain high or in the valley low, I will lift my praise for the world to know. I will lift my praise for the world to know. To know.
You're my light in my dark hour. You're my sunshine in the rain. I'm surrounded by your love, Lord. You're my healer through the pain.
You're my Savior, you're my anchor. You're my refuge through the storm. I can't help but speak your name, Lord. We're gonna praise forevermore.
So I will lift my praise to the one who goes before me. Lift my praise to the one who sets me free. If I'm on the mountain high or in the valley low, I will lift my praise to the one who goes before me. Lift my praise to the one who sets me free. If I'm on the mountain high or in the valley low, I will lift my praise for the world to know. I will lift my praise for the world to know. To know.
We have donuts tonight. Donuts. Just wanted to throw that out there before we begin. And there are donuts downstairs. And don't go right now, but just wait a few minutes. And then go home and catch up on your football game. But there's also gloves and to-go Ziploc bags, I believe, is what was mentioned to me. So we appreciate that, Miss Darlene. Also, let's remember Miss Connie Teague and her surgery in the morning. And, of course, when we conclude a prayer with prayer, we will mention her yet again for that. Tonight, I want to go a different direction. And it's really on my heart to have a testimony service this evening. Now, I'm prepared to preach, and I've got about four or five messages in my Bible. I really couldn't get settled on one particular. And I told Christy, I said, I just don't like, there's times where, you know, you really don't feel led in a certain direction as far as a message. And most of the time, you just got to fight through that, and God eventually, you can have something from the Lord. But I don't want to just be routine with everything, Sunday in and Sunday out. So saying that, again, I'd just like to give you guys a chance to lift your praise tonight. And if there's one or two and we have time left, I'll preach. But if we keep on going, then that'll be the service for this evening. And so, again, I guess I'll go ahead and get started from me and my family. I appreciate the Lord and everything He has done for us. And I can go on and on about it, but we're a very, very thankful family, thankful for our salvation individually, the Lord saving all of us. Me and Christy, when we met, she was saved, and I got saved in 2002. But my daughter Lily getting saved back when she was 7 years old. She was going to youth Christian school, and I remember the day she came home, and I was in the kitchen, and came home from school, and she was in her bedroom, and she said, "Dad, I need to get baptized." And I said, "Do what?" She says, "I need to get baptized." I said, "Well, you know you got to be saved first." She said, "Well, I got saved." So I stopped immediately what I was doing, and I went back in her bedroom, and she was hiding under a blanket. And she said, I said, "What are you doing under that blanket?" She says, "Well, I just, you know, I got saved today." I said, "Well, tell me about it." She said, "Well, my kindergarten teacher during Bible study has been talking about hell and talking about heaven and talking about having your sins forgiven and all of that." And she said, "I said yes this morning." And I just kept on asking her question after question. And so she will tell you, she will testify herself of the day she got saved. And then back at Zion View Baptist Church, our first church we pastored, I baptized her there. And so that's a tremendous blessing. Just been reflecting on God's blessings in our life today, this afternoon. And I wanted to mention our salvation experiences. Of course, they're all different, and that's what makes up everybody's testimony. We're all different, came from different backgrounds, experienced different things. So I thank God for that. I thank God for my wife. I thank God for her, and she has definitely made me a better man. She has. I appreciate her. If you have a spouse tonight, you have a wife, thank God for her. Amen. Thank God for her every day. And we were talking this morning, and I said, "You know, Christy, the Bible says that the Lord spoke to Adam and said, it's not good for man to be alone." And there's a lot of truth to that. A lot of men will not give their spouses any credit, but I give some credit to mine. I'm a better man. I love you. I praise the Lord for my spouse. I thank God for all He's done in our life. He has brought us through a lot. I haven't always preached in our marriage. I started out as a janitor at Floyd Road. And I served there for 6 years. We left there, and God allowed us to serve in the funeral home business for a while. Boy, that was an experience. Not talking about just up front and greeting families. Talking about in the back preparing bodies. And that is something, that is part of my adventure God has had me on, our family on, and answering them calls at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, saying, yes, this is the funeral home, we have one for you. Where's the body at? Well, Stockbridge, Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia, Decatur, and I live here in Powder Springs. And so, but the Lord was leading and guiding through that. I thank Him for His safety and protection through all those things, those years. And up until this present time, as I mentioned this morning, and Christy testified last Sunday, of some very, very big things that we've been praying about lately. I mean, the list was piling up. Some big things, a lot of them. And God has answered every single one of them. And but we were ready. We were ready for whatever God wanted. In any particular situation we had going on, we were ready for whatever He wanted to do. And I mean that. And He just seemed fit for it to go the way that we asked and had prayed. And so we praise the Lord for that. All right. Who wants to start us off tonight? Anybody have a word of praise? If you have a prayer request, anything that's on your heart, I want there to be the liberty tonight to do that. And so if there's anybody this evening that would like to give the Lord a word of praise. Miss Cece.
Even though we're sick and we're kind of staying away from people, we don't, you know, we just took him anywhere until the doctor said we were good. But we are so blessed and we love every one of you.
Amen.
Our new members.
Appreciate that, Miss CC.
And we have a really awesome.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that. Hope you live up to that. Anybody else? The camera's on you tonight.
Church bus that took care of the church.
Amen.
And
the Lord. We appreciate you, Miss Darlene. Love you. Brother David in the back. Right.
Because you watch a woman, their day, on youth day, they get up, they talk. They talk about things that a lot of us are afraid to talk about.
Yeah.
Me for one. They get up and sing. They get up and testify. And that's because of leadership that goes on when they're at home. And I'm proud to say that we're a part of that.
Amen. Love you too, brother. Love you too. We love our children's home. I never knew it existed till we came here. I guess kind of, you know, here and there would hear some things, but what a unique ministry for my family personally to say we're a part of that. It's a part of the church, and we joy in that, gladly joy in that, and appreciate that testimony, brother. Anyone else tonight? Amen.
Christ died for us. I didn't get cleaned up. I didn't have to quit sinning.
That's right.
I still wouldn't be saved. You know, I didn't have to become a good person. I didn't have to even become a decent human being. God loved me when I was a dirty, rotten sinner. And I'm so thankful He loves me now because I'm still a dirty, rotten sinner.
That's right.
I don't do the same sins as often. But no, I'm thankful that while I was sinning, while I was at my worst, you mentioned your bride. I've got a bride who sees me at my best. I've got a bride who sees me at my worst.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Knucklehead's still here. But anyway, she loves me when and God sees the things that she doesn't see. God sees me at my very ugliest. The things I don't even verbalize because they're just too nasty. God sees those and He loves me despite those things. I'm so thankful for my salvation. I'm thankful for a guy who looked down and said, I see a little boy who I can do something with.
Amen. Appreciate that, Brother CJ. Miss Mary Ann, do you have a hand up? Praise the Lord.
Seven months later, he
yep.
got the great name of his and he showed up.
Wow.
But I don't
Absolutely. We love you guys and pray daily for you and Brother Eddie. And yes. Yes. There's not many men that I would call to another man a sweet man, because that's really different. But but there's a few men in my lifetime, especially since being saved, I would call a sweet man. Brother Eddie's a sweet man. He's a sweet man. Y'all are a sweet couple. Someone else? Come on, buddy. Max. Praise the Lord for that. I'd like to call Max O. Maximus. Anybody else? Someone else? Go ahead. Praise the Lord. Appreciate that, Oakland. As you see, the young people, they're not ashamed, not ashamed. Someone else? That. That's awesome. Thank you for sharing that, Alex. Praise the Lord. Anyone else have something to say? Praise the Lord. Amen.
16 years ago, we started selling those Christmas trees in the Lord's leadership. Didn't even know why. Just God told us to do it. So, hey, we're going to start doing it. 6 months after we started selling those Christmas trees, we got this invitation to a conference by a guy named Eric Capacey. And Eric Capacey was a man like probably there's six of them on the earth. I mean, he had a mega church that was driving a church bus Sunday morning to gather the children of Jesus. Just unbelievable man of God. And so, I didn't know why we sold. God told us to go to that conference, and the only
Wow.
What a blessing that was, just how God has orchestrated all of these things and what he's been up to. I could never have dreamed what that tree lot would have done. Never, ever, ever. I don't know if I told you guys, Christmas tree lot made $98,000 this year.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
But just full circle, all that God's done. I'm glad 2 years ago a person robbed us at the children's home at the tree lot.
Yeah.
They robbed us. We couldn't find trees. It was just a crazy story. Out of the blue, somebody said, okay, we found some trees. The Lord told me I could buy them. Turns out this other pastor had bought trees. We was getting stuck with them. We bought those trees. And how God worked through that, the ugliest last tree sold for $300. But I remember literally just because of that, we got connected to a different ministry that this
yeah.
year.
Wow.
The last one we sold for $10,000 this year. Can somebody say amen to that?
Amen.
Is that crazy? I went to North Carolina Christian School and said, hey, man, I got some money. I got $40,000, man. I'll catch $40,000. Can you give it to some of my kids in school? Instead of being just above people, we're going to put 70 of your kids in school for free.
Amen.
$19,000.
Praise the Lord. Right. Yes. Amen. Thank you for that, Brother B. Isn't this strengthening to the heart tonight? It just strengthens to the heart and to the soul. Someone else. Hey, brother.
I want to praise God because he is my God.
Amen.
One of the things I hear consistently is people talking about praying for something, pray until something happens. Acronym PUSH.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've seen God work in some miraculous ways. Most recently with April of last year.
Yeah. Bless him. It's all right, buddy. Bless him. Right.
The first thing I called was, of course, her mom. And then another friend that was dear to us that actually introduced us to together. Called him, he's a worship leader in his ministry in Tennessee. And that gave him a call and told him what was going on. And he said, we'll pray. I called a good pastor friend of mine and along with a few others.
Amen.
Second part of the
Yes, sir.
And his people are praying across the country, around the world. We have people in other countries praying. 8 days later, they're trying to wing her off the ventilator for the third time. And she was 10% on the vent. And she just pulled out the vent.
Wow.
And the doctor, before he goes to the neck, goes, "What do you want me to do?" I said, "Well, what type of damage would be done?" He says, "Besides her probably being sore and stripped her throat, she might get a little sick, may have a little bit of vomit, but that's going to be it."
Praise the Lord.
Brought the van.
Amen.
About a total of 6 weeks in the hospital, she comes.
Praise the Lord.
And the doctors told me I had no hope.
Yes, sir.
Despite the battle, despite the struggles, I serve a God that's risen, a God that's alive, and a God that is the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore.
Amen.
The only thing that ever changes in our relationship, and we want to blame God when things don't happen,
yeah,
it's because we lost the faith.
Yeah.
We quit praying.
Sure.
Not every prayer answers in 6 weeks. And it may take 6 years. It may take 60.
Mm-hmm.
But the God of heaven, he hears our cries. He hears our pain.
Sure.
But he never leaves us, nor he never forsakes us.
Amen.
He just waits on us. Let us all praise God for what a mighty God he is. And that he's a God that still loves and a God that still answers prayer.
Amen. Appreciate
that.
Appreciate that, brother. And your wife's name is Shauna?
Shauna.
Yeah, not sure if those heard that in the back, but she was on a ventilator for a little while, and doctors giving up hope on her. But, of course, the Lord, through prayer and believing that God would do something, answered that prayer. Here she sits tonight and with her praying husband. What a blessing to have you guys today. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Someone else this evening? Anybody else got a word they want to share? All right. Well, William. Bless you, buddy. That was awesome. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Anyone else? Some thankful hearts in here tonight. Again, we'll just give it a couple more minutes, and if nobody else says anything, we'll have a time of prayer together, and then we'll close the service. But please feel free if you have a word of testimony.
Love your family.
Very true. Absolutely. Wow. Praise the Lord. That's an amazing testimony. Anyone else? Praise the Lord. Praise
Him. Because I used to say, I only knew God like you study Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah.
He's my friend, my father,
Amen.
My Savior. He pushes me when I cannot go no more. And he
Amen.
Keeps telling me, keep having faith in this man.
Amen.
And 32 years later, we're still.
Praise
God
the Lord.
Is so awesome. You young kids, I'm so proud of y'all.
Yes. That's right. Amen. Appreciate that. All right. I tell you what, let's do. We are, I do want to have a time of prayer at the altar this evening as we get ready to wrap up service. And I want to pray for Miss Connie, and I know there's several other needs, a lot of unspokens. And so, I mean, if you want to kind of come along, I guess, in just a moment. But I guess all that would like to meet me in the altar, you feel safe enough around being close to everyone, you can. If not, just sit on the pew or just sit where you're at. But I want to close this out tonight in a time of prayer together. I think we had some that just walked in. I apologize for that. We've been starting at 5 o'clock. On Sunday nights for some time now, but we are having Wednesday night service, 7 o'clock. So remember that, and that'll be good. And again, if you have a need, you have something in your life you want to pray about, you want to intercede for someone else, you can come on down, and we'll just conclude service tonight with prayer together. And I'm going to lead us in prayer, and you can pray silently or pray out loud, however you want to pray. And where's Brother Brian at? He down here? Oh, there he is. Okay. If you want to close this out, bro, I want to start us, and you just close this out in just a couple minutes. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come tonight in Jesus' name. And Lord, we're just so very thankful for all of the praises that's gone up tonight. Lord, from the youngest to the eldest in the room, There were words spoken about you, about how good you are, and about how you do answer prayer, whether we think you are in some occasions and you're not in some occasions. But in all things, Lord, you have a purpose and a plan, and you do answer prayer, and we're thankful for that. Lord, tonight we pray for Miss Connie, and she is getting ready for surgery in the morning. And Lord, she's had a rough past week. We spoke to her on the way to church tonight. We pray, Lord, that you would be with her. Give her peace, Lord. I pray you give her assurance of the surgery that it'll go well. Guide the hands of the doctors. Lord, even her recovery process, we pray that you'll be with her even then. Be with Larry, be with Christy as they take care of Miss Connie. Just bless that sweet family will be our prayer tonight. Father, I thank you for our young people, Lord, how that meant so much to all of the older people, all of us, Lord, who heard those testimonies. What a blessing. How refreshing it is to see young people praising the Lord. And Father, we are thankful for the cross of Calvary. As CJ mentioned, Lord, that you died for us even while we were yet sinners. But Lord, we're thankful for Calvary Baptist Church as well. Right here in Powder Springs, that's been a home to many who have just pulled in the parking lot by mistake and ended up staying. Lord, some has been here for a long, long time, and they helped lay this wonderful foundation here at Calvary. We're thankful for that as well. I just pray, Lord, that we'll continue the work here in the spirit of excellence, as Brother Snyder would say, moving forward and continuing on, reaching out to our community. We love you today, and we praise you, Lord. In Jesus' name, Brother Brian.